And now, the rest of the story. 100 years ago, it was one of the most exclusive residential communities in the world, located in New York State, about 40 miles from New York City. Land was originally acquired in 1814 by the distinguished Lorillard family. Oh, yes, you know the name. The descendants of the Lorillard family were to remain and do to this day at the summit of society. But 100 years ago, October 1886, a grand ball was held to celebrate the opening of the community's new country club. It was the most important date on that year's social calendar. Those who were not considered ultimately acceptable were utterly uninvited. Only the oldest names would pass. Only the bluest blood would flow in the veins of those in attendance. And, of course, in accordance with the strict formality of the event, dress was to be strictly formal. Anything less, unthinkable. And in addition to all of the written rules, this one unwritten, and yet no less scrupulously obeyed among the creme de la creme, follow the leaders. Follow the leaders. It is so pronounced by society's pillars, then so it shall be. And for this reason, on that grand evening, all eyes would be upon the Lorillard family, for they were indeed the leaders of society. And the night of that scintillating celebration, the string orchestra was in the main hall, the swish of ball gowns and the patter of polite conversation, the sizzling of effervescent champagne, jewelry glittered and laughter danced in the air, and suddenly heads turned toward the entrance, and somebody whispered, "Who is that?" And somebody else said, "It can't be." But it was. It was young Griswold Lorillard, the son of the prestigious Pierre Lorillard IV. Now, surely Griswold was not too young to know what he had done, nor too naive to conceive of the shocking impropriety of his physical appearance, and thus with that solitary outrage, because of the youngest Lorillard's boorish blunder, the entire Lorillard family's status was jeopardized. Next day, a fuming society columnist declared that young Griswold should have been put in a straitjacket long ago. And what was the young man's excuse for his outrageous state of dress? Well, now let me explain. This autumn ball, first held a century ago, became an annual tradition at that lakeside country club in New York. And even today, and especially today, the highest of society recall young Griswold Lorillard's explanation for his appearance that October night. What he said was that his daddy made him do it. And that was true. Pierre Lorillard IV, Griswold's father, had designed Griswold's grisly outfit, had even considered wearing the getup himself. But then at the last minute, he'd lost his nerve and had it tailored to fit his own son. Now, of course, you remember the name, the Lorillard family. You think of them as tobacco barons. But now you're going to have something else for which to remember them. That outrageous getup. And yet the glaring, daring apparel that so shocked society in 1886 was eventually accepted and sometimes even preferred to the traditional white tie and tails, first worn at the Tuxedo Park Country Club in the exclusive community of Tuxedo Park on the shores of Tuxedo Lake. So now you know what they call that shocking, ultimately trend-setting suit of clothing. Only now you know the rest of the story.